Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States is keeping up momentum in its quest for a peace deal in Ukraine. Donald Trump says US officials are on their way to Russia to discuss a proposal for a 30-day ceasefire agreed with Kyiv on Tuesday. He said agreement from Moscow would go 80% of the way to ending what he called this horrible bloodbath. US Vice President J.D. Vance said discussions between the US and Russia were underway.
We've got some conversations that are happening on the phone and in person with some of our representatives over the next couple of days. And we think that we're in a very good place where the Ukrainians have agreed to a ceasefire. And we're now going to see whether we can get the Russians to agree to a ceasefire, too. And we'll certainly have news on that when we find out that news.
Ministers from Europe's five main military powers have ended a meeting in Paris focusing on defence priorities in the face of uncertainty about US policy. Gatherings of the recently formed E5 group of nations, France, Britain, Germany, Italy and Poland, are expected to become a regular occurrence. Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
The aim was twofold: to step up military aid to Ukraine, Ukraine's own army being, in the words of French Minister Sébastien Lecornu, its best guarantee of security for the future, and second, to outline priorities in European defence as the continent seeks to replace a less than certain American commitment. According to Lecornu, these include missile defence, space defence and reindustrialisation. To reporters' questions about a possible Franco-British-led force to police an eventual peace deal in Ukraine, the minister said there was still too much uncertainty to be able to detail even what kind of force might be needed.
President Trump has threatened to further escalate a trade war, saying he'll impose tit-for-tat levies on countries that retaliate to his tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The European Union and Canada have already promised countermeasures. Here's our economics editor, Faisal Islam.
President Trump says he's rebuilding America's wealth for future decades by bringing back factory jobs, and this could not be measured in the quarterly results of America's stock market giants. The White House is communicating that the president now has some tolerance for short-term market and economic pain. He's no longer the Dow Jones president. This led to the sharp falls in share prices earlier this week. The moves are also an appeal to any company in the world that sells to US consumers that they should shift their factories to the US to gain tax breaks and avoid tariffs.
The Trump administration has announced the scrapping of a swathe of environmental protections introduced under President Biden, including restrictions on carbon emissions from coal plants, cars and lorries. The rules would have forced factories to reduce their carbon dioxide output by 90% or shut down. Other regulations being rolled back include the protection of waterways and controls on air pollution. BBC News. A New York judge has ruled that a Palestinian student protester detained by immigration officials must be allowed a private call with his lawyers as they seek his release. Mahmoud Khalil, a permanent US resident, was arrested as part of the Trump administration's crackdown on activists protesting the conduct of Israel's war in Gaza. Mr. Khalil has not been charged with any crime. At least 30 people have been detained after a march by Argentine pensioners against government cuts turned violent. The weekly demonstration has been joined by supporters of four Buenos Aires football clubs in memory of the Argentine football star Diego Maradona. He once said, "You have to be a real coward not to defend retirees," a cry that's become a rallying call as the value of the state pension shrinks under President Javier Milei. The Pakistani military says an operation to rescue hundreds of train passengers taken hostage by separatist rebels in the southwest province of Balochistan has ended. A spokesman said more than 300 hostages had been freed. This man was one of them.
There was a sudden blast, followed by firing that injured a lot of people. Then, slowly, the armed militants asked the passengers to get off from the train, otherwise you would get killed. Then they separated the women and the elderly. Then we walked for around three and a half hours. We reached the nearest train station with great difficulty.
Officials said 33 rebels were killed during the assault, 21 civilian hostages and four soldiers were killed by the Baloch Liberation Army. The launch has been postponed of a spacecraft scheduled to take to the International Space Station a replacement crew for the two US astronauts stranded there for 9 months. NASA blamed problems with the hydraulic system for standing down the mission. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams arrived at the ISS for an 8-day mission in June, but were unable to return after their spacecraft developed problems. That's the latest world news from the BBC.